It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The president of New York City Transit, Andy Byford, abruptly resigned yesterday. We have a report from WNYC's Stephen Nesson, who looks at the man who seemed to love running the city's subways and buses. So why is he leaving?
When the fresh-eyed, British-born, globally recognized transit pro arrived in 2018, subway service was at a recent low. Trains were arriving on time, on average, just 58% of the time. Buses were crawling. And maybe it was Byford's British accent, but New Yorkers seem to find his blunt talk refreshing.
And it's already apparent to me in just 4 days here, this is my fifth day, that what's really required here is a complete top-to-bottom modernization of every aspect of what we do.
That's Byford at his first public appearance, speaking at an MTA board meeting. He identified two tasks. One was to improve service with existing resources. The other was to make a plan to upgrade the subways and buses. Within 100 days, he had a plan. It was called Fast Forward, and it's now the MTA's roadmap for the next 5 years. He even got state lawmakers to approve congestion pricing as a way to foot the bill of $51.5 billion. But not everyone loved Byford's high profile and the credit he got for the MTA turnaround. Governor Cuomo hired Byford and liked to stage events to reinforce his power. Byford always insisted he knew what he was getting into when he took the job.
I did my homework before I came here. I knew this would be a tough gig, not least with the politics of the place.
He seemed to like the challenge.
And I like the fact that transit's a hot potato. If people were...
Byford also loved using the system, talking to the workers and the riders. He's never owned a car. In fact, transit is even part of his marriage story.
Yet another reason to ride transit. What could be more romantic than getting engaged on a bus? I got engaged on a train.
That's Byford speaking on the M14 bus as he rides to the new 14th Street busway, another accomplishment on his watch.
Hey, Andy.
He was willing to engage with riders, like this woman who wants to know why the substation on 14th Street is still under construction after 2 years.
We are pushing on with the project to get it done, and once that substation is finished, we will then be able to run more trains for you because we need more power.
And he listened to the 50,000 transit employees who he called his miracle workers. For example, when the train operators told him they couldn't drive faster because the signal timers were miscalibrated and tripping, even when trains were going the posted speed limit, he put a team together to find the signals and fix them.
I want the philosophy here to be to engage staff, to listen to them. They're the experts.
Filthy stations? He created a system where one manager is responsible for the cleanliness and upkeep of their stations. You probably see their faces on posters at your local stop. Byford did that. He also set up a maintenance schedule for trains.
Adopting a proactive maintenance regime. Don't wait for things to fail. Don't fix on failure. Fix before failure.
Basic stuff, but it hadn't been done before. As a result, on-time performance steadily improved. December was the seventh month in a row trains were on time, more than 80% of the time. A huge jump from 58% when Byford started. News broke Thursday that Byford resigned during an MTA board meeting when executives were in private session. There were gasps. Someone muttered, "Jesus Christ." The head of buses just shook his head and said, "Unbelievable." The president of the Transport Workers Union, Local 100, John Samuelson, who's often critical of management, was sad to hear the news.
I do believe that the transit system will be worse off without him. I have no idea why he left. Maybe they started treating him like a transit worker.
In his resignation letter, Byford noted that his role had been greatly reduced. When the state passed congestion pricing, it also recommended the MTA streamline its operations. That included bringing all construction projects to a central department. Essentially, Byford's big plans would be carried out by someone else. As the news of his resignation spread, Governor Cuomo had many words to say about his own influence at the MTA, but few words about Byford.
Oh no, I thought he was a good man.
In his closing remarks at the board meeting, Byford didn't settle any old scores. He simply thanked the 50,000 transit workers.
I think in some ways I'll miss them the most. They're, I call them diamonds. They're just wonderful, decent, hardworking human beings. And I'll always be proud to have stood shoulder to shoulder with them. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for those comments.
Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.
And with Andy Byford's departure from the Transit Authority, WNYC Shamita Basu has been checking in with some of his so-called diamonds, his affectionate word for the transit employees, and she's with us in the studio now. Hi, Shamita.
Hey, Richard.
So how is morale among the employees?
It's a little low at the moment. Byford was, for the most part, very well liked by transit employees. One manager who's been at the MTA for 25 years and who asked to remain anonymous said, "No matter who you were, from station cleaner to the most senior manager, Byford made you feel empowered about your role." And I heard some version of that over and over. Here's Cherilee Charlemagne, a conductor who's been with the MTA for a year and a half.
I am so disappointed. Majority of us really liked him because we felt like he made an effort. He wanted things to be better for us, you know, like he was looking out for us.
Chris Starks is also a conductor. He's been with Transit for 32 years.
I'm sad because he's a good dude. I mean, he would actually answer his emails, which, you know, as far as hourly employees and management, sometimes that's like unheard of. But he, if you wrote to him, he would actually answer you.
I asked Chris, what's something that Byford did that riders may not know about, but that was felt by transit employees? And he told me he changed some of the discipline protocol. See, operators used to face steep penalties for blowing past signals.
And even though we just heard Stephen Nesson report that for a long time, many of these signals are faulty.
Right, exactly. So Byford made it his mission to not only fix those signals, but also change the penalty system, which Chris says really lifted a burden from operators. And many people told me Byford will also be remembered for standing with employees who were assaulted on the job. You know, he'd show up at court. One employee who wanted to stay anonymous told me one time a conductor was punched by a passenger and they punched back. And Byford insisted that conductor not be penalized for it. And employees thought very highly of him for that.
And Shamita, what are they saying about their next leader? Who are they looking for?
Well, generally, there's this concern about who will take his place and whether they will be a people person who looks out for employees, too.
All right, Shamita Basu, thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.